Hello, my name is Chris, and I am conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. So we would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. As a reminder, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, and you will have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. Now, we're going to start with some demographic questions, and as a reminder, your answers are anonymous.
How long is this?
It is 10 minutes, depending on your answers.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the zip code of your primary residence?
02125.
Thank you very much. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else like non-binary, transgender, gender variant, or
male.
Non-conforming?
Male.
Thank you. How old are you?
56.
Thank you very much. And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Is it white or Caucasian, black
white.
Or African-American? Thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Did you not complete high school diploma or GED, attended college but did not complete, trade slash technical slash vocational training, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you very much. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Every day.
Thank you. And how often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Every day, a few times a week? Which one?
Every day.
Every day, thank you. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Never.
Thank you. Now, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Probably nearly every day.
Thank you very much. What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
A couple of days, 2 days a week.
Some days or more than half the days?
Some days.
Some days. Thank you. Now, having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Some days.
Some days. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Diabetes, yes or no?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, or the like?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
A substance use disorder? Thank you very much. Now, here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rising petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very likely.
Very likely. And have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months, yes or no?
No, nothing formal, but there's, it's kind of a yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you agree or disagree?
With my racial
Yes, your racial group.
Right, I would disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Somewhat agree.
People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Somewhat disagree.
And people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Somewhat agree.
Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Strongly disagree.
And people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
I would say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Now you can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
What about stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
What about being physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has anyone in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in their own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
No.
Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Have not heard, no.
Thank you. Now, we are interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement, yes or no?
Yes.
Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year, yes or no?
Yes.
Have you ever been arrested, yes or no?
I guess I was, yes.
Thank you. Have you been arrested in the past year, yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been incarcerated in jail or prison, yes or no?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, these questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions, yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Assumed you were a thief?
No.
Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Accused you of having or selling drugs?
No. Oh, actually, yes.
Have the police...
They did.
Okay, thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched you for no reason?
So I guess, yeah, they did. Yeah.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Being physically abusive to you?
No.
Being verbally abusive to you?
No.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
Probably yes.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement accused you of having or selling drugs? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times?
Zero.
Thank you. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement stopped and searched you for no reason? Would you say zero times?
Zero.
Thank you. In the past year, how often police or law enforcement treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Would you say 0 times? 1 to 2 times?
Zero.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
No.
So would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I try not to remember.
No, I step back. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. That would cause that to happen, yes.
Okay. So would you strongly agree or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
The next statement is, I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Somewhat disagree.
I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Strongly disagree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Somewhat disagree.
Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about the things that have happened since your encounter with the police. My friends have treated me with more respect.
Strongly disagree.
I feel I can't make any mistakes.
Strongly disagree.
Because of my previous contact with police, my relationships with family members are strained.
Strongly disagree.
People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
I feel I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly disagree.
I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, just before we continue, this is the last battery of questions. We are at 82%, but I just want to thank you for your time. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Somewhat disagree.
Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Somewhat agree.
I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement present.
Probably strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now we're almost done. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status? Are you retired, homemaker, without a job and not looking for work, employed, without a job and looking for work, self-employed, or a student?
I'm full-time employed.
Full-time employed. Thank you. What is your current marital status? Divorce, cohabiting outside of marriage, separated, single, never married, married, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. How many children do you have?
We don't, none.
How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Two.
Thank you. What is your household's total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20,000, between 20,000 to 50,000, between 50,000 to 80,000, between 80,000, 58. Thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, or all your life?
All my life.
All your life. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere I do not pay rent? University housing or dormitory? Assisted living or nursing home?
Homeowner,
thank you. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And now please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live in Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
Dorchester Avenue and Edison Green.
Can you please spell the first avenue, the avenue?
Yes, it's D-O-R-C-H-E-S-T-E-R.
E-S-T-E-R, Dorchester. Thank you.
Yes, Dorchester for the rest of the world, Dorchester for Bostonians.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
Probably wouldn't be able to.
Okay, that's fine. And now I want to thank you because we've completed the survey, but in order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide me your phone number and email address.
Oh, okay. It's 617-740-0836. That's a landline.
Is this the best phone number to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, so it was 617-740-0836.
No, 0836.
Oh, 0836.
Yep.
And what is your email address?
I'll spell it out, rivkahanna@yahoo.com.
So that would be R as in Richard, I, V as in Van, K, A, H, A, N, N, A, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.